Today's This Is Mental Wellness podcast is a little different. This is the audio from a Facebook Live that I did inside of a private group where I'm doing a 5-day Healthy Hormones, Happy Home series all around balancing hormones holistically. So today was day 2. We talked about stress hormones and how to balance them naturally. So I went ahead and linked the Facebook group in the show notes. So if you want to listen to this, watch this, and take in some of the other content that is specific to that Facebook group all around balancing your hormones naturally, go ahead and check the link in the show notes, request access, and you'll find all of the recordings for the videos in there. Depending on when you listen to this episode, if it's in real time, you may be joining us right in the middle of the 5-day series. If it's after the fact, you get to binge everything, and the group is still open and you can find everything there. But either way, the episode today is a little bit different, and I hope you enjoy. So today we are talking all about stress hormones, okay? And what kind of an effect that they have on your body. And really, I think the ultimate goal, again, for most of us is not to completely eliminate stress, right? Because I don't know that that is something that is possible in our modern day world and modern day society. I know you are busy. I know you are a go-getter. I know you are the go-to person for a lot of people. And I want you to write go-to in the comments if that's you. If you're like, yes, I am the person that gets ish done, right? So people probably come to you, right, with their problems, with their things that they need, whether that's your family, your kids, your coworkers, the people in your community, they know that they can count on you to make stuff happen. And so they do, right? And so a lot of times that, you know, can be really rewarding and fulfilling. And if I know you, right, because I'm this way too, I don't want to completely eliminate all of the stress in my life because that I thrive off of it, right? And stress isn't all bad, right? Stress isn't something that is inherently negative and we want to avoid. It actually does have like health benefits. It's good for you. It's good for your heart. It's good for your brain. It's good for your neurotransmitters in healthy levels. But what ends up happening for most of us, especially if you are that go-to person and you are the person that, you know, gets stuff taken care of and gets stuff handled, you can end up finding yourself in a state where you have too much stress, right? You're being pulled in too many directions. And your body, you know, you really can only handle that in a healthy manner. Your body can only handle that in a healthy manner for so long. Okay. So if I am describing your life, I want you to write, that's me in the comments. If you're like, yes, that is me. That is totally how I feel, is that yes, some things are good stress, some stuff is bad stress, but there's like a tipping point and I know my threshold and we passed my threshold like 5 years ago, right? Like what feels manageable and what feels like doable? Some days, yes, but most days, no, it doesn't feel that way. Okay. So here's the deal. We're going to dive into the couple of things that are happening underneath of the surface when you have stress in your life, right? Good stress, bad stress, doesn't matter. It affects your hormones. All right. So what we're going to primarily be talking about today is your stress hormone, cortisol. Okay. Nothing exists in your body in a vacuum, right? So when we talk about stress hormones, it doesn't just affect your stress hormones. Stress doesn't just affect cortisol. It affects everything. It affects your metabolic hormones, which we're going to talk about tomorrow. It affects your reproductive hormones, your sex hormones, estrogen, testosterone, progesterone. Stress massively affects each of those hormones as well. But what we're going to primarily focus on today is cortisol and the effect that cortisol is having in your body. Okay. But really understand this, that everything is connected. And really like all roads lead to Rome. I think that's the expression. all roads lead to Rome and everything is interconnected. So when we're talking about stress, yes, it's going to have an effect on the things that we talk about today, but also know that stress has an impact on your metabolic hormones and your metabolic hormones have an impact on your stress hormones and your stress hormones have an impact on your reproductive hormones, your sex hormones, and your sex hormones have an impact on your stress hormones and your body's ability to handle stress. So it's all interwoven together, which sometimes can feel really confusing, but here's the deal. We are, as we go through the course of this week, you are walking away from here feeling empowered. And I want you to, we did this at the end of the live yesterday, and we're going to start this one off today before we dive into this, okay? I want you to declare right now for yourself and to your body, I am not broken. Even if it feels that way, even if you woke up today exhausted, puffy, you know, feeling just overwhelmed, maybe your mind was racing, maybe you didn't wake up that way. Maybe you woke up today and you were like, yes, I've got this, and you were ready to jump into your day and all was good. But either way, however your day is going today, I want you to declare to yourself and over your body, I am not broken. Okay? I am not broken. You are going to be able to get through this week and have a plan and know for yourself as an individual, right? Because we're all bio-individual, as an individual, how to manage your hormones, how to get your hormones rebalanced from a natural perspective, including your stress hormones, right? So that you can feel amazing, so that you are, again, not having all of these issues that go along with imbalanced hormones, like having three different sizes of clothes in the closet because you never know how much fluid you're gonna be, you know, how much water weight you're gonna be holding on to, or how bloated and how messed up your digestion is gonna be, or whether or not you're gonna be able to sleep, right? Or not sleep, or what your mood is gonna be like. You are not going to be feeling that way or feeling like you don't have control over knowing how to improve and rebalance your hormones naturally over time. Okay, so let's dive into cortisol and stress hormones. So here is my first question for you, okay? Think back to last night and this morning, and I'm super curious, how'd you sleep? So tell me in the comments below three things. Number one, how many hours were you able to get last night? So put that in the comments, how many hours of sleep you were able to get last night. I am a tech nerd. I'm a health nut. I'm a recovered health nut. So I'm not like down the rabbit hole and dogmatic, but I love all things health, right? I love being empowered to understand how to take care of my body and then help other people do the same, right? Because when we have that self-awareness ourselves and we walk through this, then we can help other people, right? So I wear an Oura ring, which is, it tracks your sleep. So I know exactly how much sleep and what time, like what my sleep quality is on a daily basis. And I'll tell you, I have three kids, a 10-year-old, a 5-year-old, and Truett is the baby, and he is 9 months old tomorrow, and he has a little cold. So he is not sleeping the greatest, right? So for the last two nights, my sleep has been horrible. horrible for me. And I got about 6.5 hours last night. Okay. So tell me how much sleep that you got last night. And then the second question, and I want to see your guys' comments coming in. The second question that I have for you, Amy got 7 for the first time in forever. Awesome. Morgan got 6. Okay. So 6.5 here. The second question that I have for you is, when it came time to go to sleep last night, like falling asleep, was it easy? Or was it hard? So easy or hard when it came time to fall asleep last night, whenever that was for you, okay? And then the third thing that I'm gonna ask is when you woke up this morning, okay? When you woke up this morning, so was it easy or hard to fall asleep last night? So the first question was how many hours? The second question, easy or hard to fall asleep? And then the third question, did you wake up rested or groggy? Rested or groggy? So drop those in the comments. And here is why we're having this conversation, okay? Because stress, like our ability to impact stress and really our like kind of to have a looking glass into what's going on under the surface when it comes to looking at our stress hormones and what's going on in our body, one of the best places that you can start and one of the, you know, just the most illuminating things is looking at our sleep. Okay, so those three things, whether we are getting good sleep, good amount of sleep, like hours, how easy or hard it is to fall asleep, and then how we're waking up
in the morning, rested or groggy, can tell you, you know, not 100%, right? But can really give you some insight in, as to what's going on with your cortisol and whether or not you have a healthy cortisol curve. Okay, so if you are getting less than 7 hours of sleep per night, you are putting massive stress on your body. Okay. So this is something that is super important, you know, to just pay attention to and work towards getting more sleep, right? 7 to 9 hours, kind of in between. Everyone's a little bit different in what works for their body, but 7 to 9 hours. So if you are getting less than that, just know that that is taxing your body. And in and of itself, it is elevating, right? And messing with, the delicate balance of your cortisol and then all of your other kind of hormones that will go along with that we'll dive into a little bit, okay? So getting the right amount of sleep, super important. The second thing is if you are having a hard time falling asleep at night, then a lot of times that can really tell you that your cortisol levels are elevated at the wrong point in the day, okay? So if you're having a hard time falling asleep, your stress hormones are probably at play in large part, right? So, and there's some other, we're going to talk about this a little bit more with our metabolic hormones and with our sex hormones, because again, they're all interconnected. But if you're having a hard time winding down and falling asleep, that's a good indicator that your cortisol curve is off. And then the third thing is how are you waking up? Are you waking up rested and ready to jump into your day? Or is the first part of your day like the hardest part? And later on in the day is when you find that you're more energized and you're more mentally sharp and focused and you're having to like rely on caffeine or coffee or energy drinks or whatever to kind of get you going throughout the day. Looking at just those three things can really help you to understand what's going on with your cortisol, which again is our stress hormone. And like I said, stress is not bad and cortisol is not bad. Having cortisol in our body is a good thing. We want that. It's healthy for us, right? It helps with a lot. It's helps with a lot of the different functions in our body and is there for intention. So the goal is not to completely eliminate stress. The goal is not to completely eliminate cortisol. The goal is to have, you guys tell me if you can see this. There we go. A nice, healthy cortisol curve. Okay, so over here would be when you wake up, your cortisol should be the highest within the first 1 to 2 hours of when you wake up. So you should wake up and feel energized naturally without coffee, without caffeine, without any of those things. Your cortisol should be going up in the morning in the first couple of hours of your day, you feeling sharp, ready to tackle your day, good, energized, all of those kinds of things. If that's not you, which most people are honestly not having that experience, they're having an experience that looks much more like this. And hopefully you guys can see this, okay? They're having an experience that looks much more like this one, okay? Where you're waking up and your cortisol levels are elevating in the back half of your day instead of in the front half of your day. So what that ends up doing, right, is that you are wired but tired, right? So you're like physically exhausted, but your brain won't shut off because you are in, you know, fight or flight mode, right? Your body thinks that a bear is chasing you in the afternoon, right? Because of chronic stress. And then this right here, this kind of backwards cortisol curve is having a negative effect on all of these other systems in your body. Okay. So how you can kind of tell, again, is just to evaluate your sleep and your energy throughout the day. What is your sleep like? Are you having a hard time falling asleep? When you wake up, how do you feel? And that can kind of give you some information of what's going on with your cortisol throughout the day. Now, why does this matter? Let's see here. Just told me that I was interrupted. Okay, why does this matter? I don't know what happened. So anyways, why does this matter? Well, this matters because your cortisol has an effect on all the other systems in your body, all the other hormones in your body. Cortisol is going to have an effect on your sex hormones, on estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. Estrogen is very, very closely linked to a lot of different things that we talked about yesterday, but it's absolutely going to affect your sleep. It's going to affect your mood. It's going to affect your ability to handle stress. It is going to affect everything, right? Cortisol is also closely related to your metabolic hormones. So leptin, ghrelin, insulin, blood sugar stabilization, all of those kinds of things. So if you notice that you are holding on to weight in the midsection, or you're more puffy, or you are, craving certain things, like craving sweet or salty or crunchy, or, you know, things that you don't necessarily want to eat, right? When you're like really nourishing your body, that a lot of times can be because your cortisol levels are messed up and you have elevated or a cortisol curve that isn't right, right? It's not designed. Your body's not designed to operate that way. We have a circadian rhythm. We're supposed to have the most energy within the first 2 hours of waking, or the cortisol levels should be the highest then, and then be coming down, as we, you know, as the sun comes down. So up with the sun, down with the sun. And a lot of us are the opposite of that. Okay. So then it's going to have an effect on all of these other systems. Some of the other things that it's going to have an effect on that we talked about yesterday, your skin. Okay. So elevated cortisol levels are related to, so if you have like elevated cortisol levels for an extended period of time, you're going to see the elasticity in your skin go down. That means that you're going to age faster. You're going to have more wrinkles. You're not going to have like that vibrant, plump, youthful skin that we all want. You are going to have a lower libido, lower sex drive. Elevated cortisol is very closely related, again, with regards to like estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. But there's a very close link to our libido, our sex drive, the things that we talked about yesterday with moisture, right? and our vaginal discharge and all of those kinds of things, fertility. There's so many things that elevated cortisol or having a cortisol curve that isn't functioning properly has an effect on when it comes to your hormones. Okay, so this is one of those things that you really want to pay attention to, and you really want to, you know, be taking steps every day to get that cortisol curve like the blue line, right? So the healthy one where it's highest in the morning and rises with the sun and falls with the sun, right? So where you're feeling energized and feeling, you know, like winding down, feeling energized in the morning and feeling like winding down at night. So it's very simple to just kind of check in with yourself and start to notice how you feel. Okay. So when you are, one of the things, I guess, that can really mess this up, and I think where a lot of times, you know, where we get tripped up with being self-aware to even notice what's going on, is that we are living off of either stimulants, or we're doing something to kind of like curb the stress feeling, right? And I want you to write curb in the chat if you're like, yes, that's me. I definitely find myself doing that, where I'm doing something to not feel tired, or kind of to like not feel the way that I feel, because you have things to do, you need to get stuff done. You know, I get it, right? I get it. But it makes us disconnected to where we can't have self-awareness and really understand what's going on under the surface. So then we can take positive steps, healthy steps, in order to get our stress hormones balanced back out, right? To where we're not needing to rely on all of these other tools, all of these other, you know, stimulants or things outside of ourselves in order to feel good. Okay. So today's homework for you is to start to check in. Okay. And this may be, you know, easy, or it may be hard for you. And that is, again, it's a decision that you get to make, that, okay, do you want to continue to feel the way that you feel right now? Do you want to continue not getting enough sleep? Do you want to continue, you know, waking up feeling groggy? Do you want to continue feeling tense and stressed and tight, and your jaws clenched and your shoulders are tight and you're snapping at your husband and you're snapping at your kids and you can't focus and you can't concentrate and you're not as productive and you find yourself munching and snacking all the time and you're not following through on your, you know, your workouts or how your nutrition or how you're trying to, you know, keep yourself healthy, and you don't like the way that feels? I want you to write, I don't like it, in the comments. If you're to the point where you're like, I'm sick of it, I'm sick of feeling like this. Because honestly, friend, that's the point that you have to get at for you to kind of take a couple steps back, notice some of these things and then do something about it. Okay. So I want to give you lots of information and education, and I want to empower you, but I can only do so much. Really, where the work begins is with you. And when you are going to actually get to the point where you're ready to do that is when you hit that point where you're sick of it. You've had enough and you are ready to take action and do something to feel different, right? To get a different result than you've got up until this point. So if you are at that point, so Laura's at that point, Sarah's at that point, Amy is at that point, I'm super proud of you and I'm very excited about what the next couple of days, weeks, and month are going to look like in your life. Because I promise you, when a woman reaches that point where she's had enough and she is empowered with the right information and the right community and the right people to show her how to help herself, she'll change herself, she'll change her family, and she'll change the world around her, because that's the power of a woman that feels amazing, in my opinion. And I want you to write heck yeah in the comments if you're like, yes, actually, that is very true. We make the buying decisions. We set the tone and the energy in our households. We, you know, are the ones that create community, and we, like, our energy and our influence in our homes, in our communities, in the world is so unbelievably important. So you need to be feeling your best. Okay, so here's what you are gonna do, okay? You are going to check in today with how you feel, okay? With how you feel, how your energy feels, and what is stressing you out. Okay, so it's going to be three things that you're going to pay attention to. Number one, your energy, okay? So before you start to, you know, just reach for another cup of coffee or whatever the thing is, like, pause and check in. How do you actually feel? And I want you to write that down maybe three times throughout the day. Right? You can think back to how you felt when you woke up. Think about how you feel after you have lunch today. And then think about how you feel either before dinner or after dinner. Okay, so those are three times that you're going to check in. Just check in and write it down. How do you feel? Put it in your notes. What's my energy like when I wake up, after I have lunch, and either before or after dinner? Okay, that's number one. The second thing that you are going to do is you are going to identify what are the things or the thing that seems to stress you out the most. Okay, so this is just pausing, getting quiet maybe, looking around and thinking, what is it that is stressing me out the most in my life right now? On a regular basis, over the last 7 days, I can tell you exactly what mine is. I know exactly what it is. What is the thing that seems to be stressing you out the most? That you either can't let go of, or it's persisting, or it keeps coming up every day and you don't like the way it feels. Okay, that's the second thing. Now, the third thing that you're gonna do, this one's gonna be the fun one, is you are going to notice what your go-to is when you feel that stress. Okay, so what is it that you are doing to alleviate that feeling of stress? Because we all do something. Right? It's programmed into us. It's how we're designed. I guarantee you're doing something to try to alleviate that stress. Okay. So it can be reaching for food. It can be scrolling your phone. It can be, you know, drinking more coffee. It can be staying busy, right? It can be exercising. It can be going out and going for a walk, right? Maybe you're handling it in a healthy way. Maybe you are mindlessly handling it and you don't even realize how you are reacting to stress. Okay. And that's the power of going through and doing this, is just noticing what is the thing that is stressing you out the most, and then how are you handling it? Okay. This self-awareness will completely change your life, because now you actually have information to know how you feel, what is your energy actually like throughout the day, what is stressing you out, so you can either deal with it or not deal with it. And then how are you handling that stress? Now, when you equip yourself with this information and then come back on Friday, right? You come back tomorrow, we talk about metabolic hormones. And when you come back on Thursday and we talk about sex hormones, and then we hang out on Friday, it's all gonna come together and you are going to know exactly what you need to do to stop feeling this way, to feel empowered, to take back your energy, to take back your connection with yourself and with the people around you, to be able to concentrate and focus, to get good restful sleep every night, to look the way you want to look, if that's vibrant, youthful, plump skin, if that's like, you know, I think it's called like a snatched waist or whatever, you know, like a skinny waist and whatever, Like, however it is that you want to look, healthy, strong, vibrant, whatever, right? We all have a different version of our ideal self. You will be empowered to do that, to do just that. So let me know in the comments. I want you to write homework in the comments if you are up for this challenge and you are going to write down those three things. I've enjoyed hanging out with you today. I appreciate you. I honor you. I'm excited for the transformation that is building right now and what's to come in your life because you're an action taker, because you're open to looking at what's going on, getting some new information, and then making a decision from there, which is exactly what we're doing throughout this series. So thank you for your time, and I will talk to you tomorrow.